Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. In his last three games, John Danks has given up a combined 12 runs on 24 hits. He'll try to improve those numbers tonight when Danks faces the Twins' Tommy Malone at Target Field. Chris Ronji has pregame between the Sox and Twins tonight at 6:35. Cubs, meanwhile, are back to playing games without a DH, and that means Kyle Schwarber has reported to AAA Iowa after a six-game stint in which he knocked in six runs. So what did Schwarber learn from his time with the Cubs?
Just little things that are just, you know, game management, you know, pitch selection, things like that. And, you know, just everything about the game, and, you know, always playing it hard. You know, he said some things to me that, you know, I want to be taken with me.
Cubs are back at Wrigley tonight as the Dodgers come to town. Tsuyoshi Wada and Clayton Kershaw face off at 7:10. And Pete Rose seemed to be on the verge of being reinstated by Major League Baseball, but that may be in jeopardy after ESPN's Outside the Lines obtained a notebook showing that Rose's claim that he never bet on baseball as a player was a lie. The notebook details extensive betting by Rose when he played for the Reds in 1986. Commissioner Rob Manfred says Pete Rose will still take part in this year's All-Star Game in Cincinnati. 21-year-old Jordan Spieth is halfway to a PGA Grand Slam after winning this weekend's U.S. Open. He's the youngest player to win the Open since Bobby Jones. Spieth said he didn't even know he'd won after the final hole.
Again, when I finished, I didn't think I'd won, but at least I'd gone about the mental side of it the right way. And that was the difference in the tournament. You know, Dustin obviously played well enough to win if that putt breaks more on the last hole, but that's his shooting 5 under is about as good as I could have done on this golf course, I think.
In the NFL, Ted Wells, the attorney who put together the Deflategate report for the NFL, says he'll attend the hearing to appeal Tom Brady's suspension tomorrow. In college basketball, the McDonald's All-American game will stay in Chicago through 2016, and five-star shooting guard Josh Langford has committed to Michigan State. The NBA, the 2017 NBA All-Star game, will take place in Charlotte. And the Duquesne Brewery in Pennsylvania is rolling out a new beer to honor deceased Penn State football coach Joe Paterno.
I can't hear a word you're saying.
The brewery says it's working with Paterno's family on developing the beer, and a portion of the proceeds will go to the charities they support. The scoreboard update is brought to you by the Encompass Championship at North Shore Country Club, July 6th through the 12th. And train yourself to relax and experience transportation and not transportation. Just visit Amtrak.com or call 1-800-USA-RAIL to book your getaway today. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is tonight at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Twins on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Packy Webb Ford. Visit PackyWebbFord.com today.
Oh, baby!
Lynn Casper.
Absolutely massacred. Soler.
Chicago Cubs play-by-play man.
Go!
All the latest news and notes from the Cubs.
Madison Russell. Three-run homer. The first of Chris Bryant's career.
Lynn Casper.
To infinity and beyond.
What's that from?
Star Wars.
Lynn Casper with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
203, Len Casper's on Twitter, at Len Casper, and now he's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Len, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good. You have a nice Father's Day?
I did. Thank you. Happy Father's Day belatedly to you guys as well.
Thank you, Lenny.
Yeah, great to see a lot of fathers and sons at the ballpark. I'll tell you, Target Field is quickly becoming one of my favorites. Our second trip there. Obviously, the weather's been good in June. We haven't been there in April, but I think they got it right.
I'm looking at this week and looking at this schedule and thinking that four against the Dodgers and three at St. Louis, and this is one of those weeks that is timed up very interestingly. I'm not going to say fortuitously yet, but I think if you're looking at this positively, you can say it, that this is that time. Okay, Cubs, this has been fun. This has been exciting. And now it can be a little bit more real with a certain series of outcomes, can't it?
Yeah, and then they go to New York to play the Mets, and you can say what you want about them, and the Cubs swept them in a four-gamer earlier, but they're near the top of their division as well. So I agree. You hate to put measuring stick and that kind of thing on it, but when you're playing arguably the most talented team in the league in the Dodgers, and then you've got your nemesis in the Cardinals this weekend, I think it's going to be a very interesting week. Kyle Schwarber, I thought, was very good. I kind of like the fact that he struggled a little bit toward the end of his stint this past week. Had a couple of at-bats when, wouldn't say he looked overmatched, but maybe got a little anxious with two strikes. These are all good learning experiences. I don't think anybody expected him to hit 800 for the week. He'll be back at some point. We'll see if it's before September 1st. Also, the Cubs have some injured guys possibly coming back within the next week or two. Jorge Soler may be out on a rehab assignment. Neil Ramirez has had a couple of rehab outings at AA Tennessee. So there may be more guys coming. And then, you know, Dan, you've kind of hinted about maybe adding somebody from outside the organization. And everywhere we go, talking to other teams' broadcasters, the first thing they say is, what does this team need? What if they make a deal, what is it for?
And veteran starting pitcher.
I think you can tweak and you can do a lot of things, but the main thing will be, in my opinion, a starting pitcher. That's probably the one last piece that goes into the 2015 puzzle for me.
What about bullpen help, Len? I mean, if you're really seriously talking about October, what about something for the bullpen?
Well, you could, Barry, but I would not give up much to get it, even if it's a guy like Papelbon. I think bullpen arms are so mercurial. You just don't know if you're going to get the best 3 months of his life or the worst. I would hate to give up something that you feel like can help you down the road. Now, having said that, the Cubs have so much depth in their farm system, you might be able to give up some pretty decent talent and not feel like you've mortgaged in any way your future, because they do have depth at certain positions. But I definitely would be reluctant to give up a whole lot, especially if you have to take on some salary to get somebody like that. But I will say this, I don't think Theo will leave any stone unturned in that regard. And, you know, there have been reports that they've talked to the Phillies about Papelbon. I think you have to do that just to find out what it would take to get him. But right now, the bullpen's actually been pretty decent. And as I said, if you get Ramirez back, maybe Rafael Soriano at some point, it looks a little better than it did maybe a month ago.
And here we go with the Castro stuff again. It's always something, and I'm starting to think like it's always going to be something. And that means that the more we talk about yet another mental lapse, you wonder, is this guy, is he a Theo and Jed guy enough that they trust him?
Well, I don't know if I said it on your show last week or not, but here's where I am with Starlin. Defensively, I just think he is the guy we've seen, and there are going to be occasional lapses. You hope they're not in huge spots. I don't think that play the other night necessarily lost the game, although you could claim that it got Kyle Hendricks off to a pretty bad start, and Kyle would tell you, yeah, but I gave up three hits in that inning. He's got to hit. He's got to hit, and I heard Matt and Jason talking about it. His OPS is in the 650s. Mm-hmm. That puts him down probably in the bottom 10 to 15 in the National League. I know he's come up with some big hits late and in extra innings. And I will give him this. The one tool he has in terms of his offense is he has the same approach whether it's the first inning or the 12th inning. And some guys don't love that situation. I think he likes it. And I'm not going to go down the clutch road because
I'm
I don't know
there.
if that exists. But if you look at his numbers, guys, across the board, 7th and later, close and late, extra innings, he's actually been the same guy his whole career. And JD's point, and I thought it was an interesting one, is that he thinks part of it is because he does expand his strike zone, because he can make contact.